Leo, Cancer, Gemini, Taurus, Aries, Pegasus and Andromeda. You've got the start of the summer triangle that's kicking in. Mainly Cygnus the Swan. You've got Perseus, you've got Pegasus, Andromeda, Cassiopeia above it. Heading into the west, you've got Auriga sitting straight above you. You've got the plough, Arthur Major.
What's the one right above our heads right now?
Auriga. Okay. The bright star above us is Capella.
Okay. And Auriga is a constellation?
Let me think.
What is the story behind Auriga?
As far as I know, Auriga is considered a charioteer. Although I think one of the zodiac constellations might be a charioteer as well, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
Are all the stories and the patterns really important to you?
The stories, not so much. No, I know about Orion. I know the thing about the two Ursa, the two bears, and I know the Pegasus, Perseus, Andromeda, Cassiopeia story, because I've seen Clash of the Titans. The patterns and the names of the patterns are quite important, because it allows you to then find other things. Also, you kind of start to associate phenomena, mainly for most astronomers. The MACI catalogue and the MDC catalogue start to associate all these. We know it's in Orion, we know whereabouts in Orion is, and so on and so on and so on. So it's easy to just manoeuvre. We also know where Orion is. We know currently, at this time of the year, it's effectively due south at sunset. So it's easy to just simply set the telescope up, get it aligned, straight to 42.